You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Welcome back to The Wire. These past few weeks in politics have seen various issues, and I spoke about in our weekly catch-up with the National Party. First up, at the Aotearoa Music Awards, National MP Chris Bishop was heard making disdainful remarks such as, "What a load of crap," during a performance by singer Stan Walker. Second, Te Pāti Māori co-leaders Debi Ngarewa Packer and Dawere Waititi were recently suspended from Parliament for 21 days for their haka protesting the Treaty Principles Bill. The penalty is far harsher than any previous penalty for an MP, raising questions about whether it is justified or whether it sets a dangerous precedent. Finally, the government recently announced a new visa for parents of migrants, allowing them to come to New Zealand for a longer period of time than traditional visitors without having to acquire residency. I spoke about each of these issues in our weekly catch-up with National's Tom Rutherford, starting with Chris Bishop's comments at the AMAs. So I wanted to discuss first today a couple of smaller issues over the past few weeks, starting with Minister Chris Bishop's comments at the AMAs regarding Stan Walker's performance. Is it acceptable for a minister to be making comments like, "What a load of crap"?
Chris acknowledged that it wasn't the right time or place to make those comments, and he reflected on that. He has already said that he should have kept his thoughts to himself, and he's taken responsibility and moved on. His comments weren't about the performer, they weren't about Stan Walker, they were about the political messaging during the show. And people are allowed to have different views, and Chris has taken responsibility for how he expressed his.
Yeah, Chris Bishop and also Minister for Arts, Culture and Heritage Paul Goldsmith were both present at the Aotearoa Music Awards this year. We can see that our government ministers are happy to celebrate the accomplishments of musicians in Aotearoa. However, what is the government doing to support the arts at the moment and moving forward?
Yeah, we're focused on supporting the creative sector and celebrating New Zealand talent, which is what the Music Awards were about. We do know that passions can run high in politics and public events, and Chris was expressing his personal view at that event. And he's made it clear it wasn't about the artist. And people do have very different perspectives on mix of art and political messaging, but that doesn't take away from anyone's right to perform or be celebrated.
Moving on to the suspension of Te Pāti Māori MPs, with co-leaders Debi Ngarewa Packer and Dawere Waititi suspended from Parliament for 21 days, this is a far harsher penalty than any minister has ever previously faced. Is it justified?
Yeah, it's not my place to comment on other people's behaviour in the House. You know, ultimately I'm focused on serving my local community here in the Bay of Plenty. But what I do want to say is the vote and what took place in Parliament last week wasn't about the haka. It was about behaviour that disrupted a vote and stopped Parliament from functioning, and that's really serious. Everyone has the right to protest, but not in a way that blocks others from voting, and that's where that line was crossed. The Privileges Committee, who are effectively Parliament's court made up of senior MPs from every political party, didn't reinterpret anything. It simply applied the rules as they stand. If people want to change them, then that's a job for the Standing Orders Committee, which meets every 3 years and adjusts the rules accordingly in Parliament.
Yeah, I wanted to address the penalty mainly because while, you know, you mentioned that it's chosen by the Privileges Committee, it's voted on by the whole of Parliament. And if we're looking at the action itself, there's a worry that it could create a dangerous precedent of governments using their power to silence opposition from within Parliament. It appears that this is the case here. Is there a worry that actions like this could be used in this way to silence political opposition now and in the future?
Yeah, I would strongly refute that. This is not the government trying to silence other political parties. Nobody made Te Pāti Māori undertake a haka or interrupt a vote whilst a vote was taking place in Parliament. They made that decision themselves in clear breach of Parliament's standing orders. The MPs themselves were given multiple chances to appear before the Privileges Committee to explain themselves and potentially apologise. They didn't do that. The Privileges Committee, well, they looked at other cases such as Julianne Genta's situation last year and Penny Henare, who was also involved with the haka, who stepped out from his seat and onto the floor. In both of those situations, both of the people involved were prompt to apologise, and they didn't actually indicate or cause the disruption to voting, and the facts here are different. I just want to be clear, tikanga does matter, but the Privileges Committee doesn't write the rules of Parliament. Their job is to uphold them.
There's also some worries that because Ngāti Wāpeka and Waititi will be unable to vote on legislation during their suspension, that there are large groups of voters that will be left unrepresented in Parliament. Do you think these concerns are justified?
Yeah, well, if I were their voters, I would be asking why they haven't turned up for many votes that have taken place in Parliament already over the term, over the last 18 months. There have been numerous occasions where debates have been taking place in Parliament. Te Pāti Māori have not been present in the parliamentary debating chamber, have not been involved in the debate, and subsequently have not voted for or against the legislation. My view is, as the local MP for the Bay of Plenty, that is my number one job, to go to Parliament, to represent my local constituency, and to vote in for or against legislation on behalf of the community that voted for me. Te Pāti Māori on many occasions have not done that. And just because they've now been suspended for the two co-leaders, for example, for 21 days, doesn't mean that that's the impact. That's a reflection on their actions. A recommendation was made by the Privileges Committee, which was accepted by the House. But there must be questions asked about why they haven't been fronting up to Parliament and voting on legislation prior to this over the last 18 or so months.
All right. Lastly, I wanted to discuss the Parent Boost Visa, which was announced this past week. What is the proposal and how would the visa support people and their families?
Yeah, so we've announced a new Parent Boost Visa. It's something we campaigned on during the 2023 election, which is to attract and retain skilled migrant workers by allowing parents living offshore to visit and stay with their families in New Zealand for longer. The new Parent Visa grants parents of New Zealand citizens and residents multi-entry access for up to 5 years. To be eligible, applicants need a sponsor and must meet specific health, income and insurance requirements. Offering longer-term visitor visas for parents makes New Zealand more attractive and makes New Zealand a more attractive destination to skilled migrants and helps boost our economic growth. Applications can be made through Immigration New Zealand and they open on the 29th of September this year.
Does this visa support any pathways to residence, or if not for parents, what else should they look for in terms of getting a pathway to residence in Aotearoa?
Yeah, so the visa doesn't support a pathway to residency for those parents who come here on the Parent Boost Visa. There are already pathways for them to go through, which they would need to do outside of the Parent Boost Visa, so it's not a pathway for them to eventually get residency or citizenship themselves. But it's about creating the links between their families that are already here in New Zealand who are already citizens or residents and giving them the opportunity to come to New Zealand. For example, again, in my local community, many, many people come and meet with me and say, I would love for my parents to come. I've just had a new child, for example, to come and help and look after them so that myself and my wife, for example, can return to work. That's great for New Zealand. That's great for our economy, getting people back into their work, helping play their role in boosting our economy, supporting economic growth, all of that. And having their parents come and look after their children, as one example, is a great way that we can help support that through the Parents Boost Visa.
Is there any thought going towards a visa that could offer support for other family members, such as uncles, aunts, cousins, siblings, those sorts of things, with the same opportunities as this Parent Boost Visa?
I'm not aware of any consideration being taken at this time. In saying that, the Minister may be undertaking that work, and I'm just not aware of it. But at this point in time, we've been focused on trying to deliver the Parent Boost Visa, and I'm really glad we'll be able to do that, keep our election commitment. And then it's going to be coming into force from the 29th of September this year.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about Chris Bishop's comments at the AMAs, the suspension of Te Pāti Māori co-leaders from Parliament, and the new Parent Boost Visa.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/becasts.